And starting with, chapter 14, and starting with verse 1 through 9. These aren't in there since the bulletin's so different today. So if you'd like to go in your Bible, if you want to do that, you can. It's Mark 14, 1 to 9. Now the Passover and the festival of the unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people will riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wage and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare me for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this Palm Sunday. Lord, we thank you for this season of Lent. We thank you for choosing to ride into Jerusalem. You could have chosen to just forget it, to live your own life, the rest of your years as you wanted. But Lord, you chose the Father's will, and you rode in. And even as the people proclaimed you Messiah, you knew that Friday they would shout something else, "Crucify him, crucify him." And yet you rode on. Lord, we do give you praise, and we proclaim you our Messiah and King today. Dear Lord, please help us to not go along with the crowd, to continue to walk in your way, and continue to follow you, our King. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Well, there's a philosophy known as utilitarianism, and it basically says that when you make a decision, you should always make a decision based upon what's the greater good. And so another way to say it is you should always make whatever decision benefits the most people. The woman in today's gospel had a jar of really expensive perfume. And it, you know, she could have taken just a little bit out of that jar and anointed Jesus with it. And it would have been, everybody would have said, "Well, that was a beautiful thing she did." But did you notice that she broke the jar? She took all of it and put it on Jesus. And it says that some of those present spoke up and said, "Why the waste? We could have sold this jar and helped a lot of poor people." In other words, they were kind of giving the utilitarian argument, right? If we're going to make a decision in this, what to do with this jar, maybe the best thing would be what can help the most people. And this woman doesn't do that. She breaks the whole jar and puts it on Jesus. And Jesus comes to her defense. It's a beautiful thing. that she has done to me. You know, reflecting on the Gospels and the stories in the Gospels and the teachings of Jesus, I wonder if it doesn't oftentimes come down to doing things that the world thinks is a waste, whether it's of time or money or our resources. I think when looking at the teachings of Jesus and looking what he asked us to do, I think the world looks on and says, why are they doing that? It's a waste. Could be used in different ways. Could be done this and that. And Jesus says, no, it's a beautiful thing that you have done for me. In the first reading, the first gospel, they shout, Hosanna. And that means, let's do a little,
let's get a little
palm wave here. We've got Hosannas today. Get some Hosannas in there. When they shout Hosanna in today's gospel, it means that, it means save, we pray. That's what that word means when it's translated from the Hebrew. Hosanna, save, we pray. You know, I was thinking about this, and I don't know, because we were surprised last night watching The Chosen, that the woman at the well was the first one outside the 12 to publicly recognize the Messiah. And we hadn't ever thought about that. I didn't really think I'd thought about that or knew that. And so I don't know if this is right, but I think in today's gospel, it's the first time that a large group of people that are outside the 12 proclaim Jesus to be Messiah when they sing Hosanna and, you know, save, we pray. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's something else that they sing. That comes from that Psalm 118 that they knew by heart. And you can also translate that a different way. Blessed is he who enters. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord can be. Blessed is he who enters in the name of the Lord. And so literally, as they saw Jesus entering Jerusalem on the donkey, they're like, oh my gosh, this is the Messiah. That's when they grab those branches, they throw the cloaks, and they sing this messianic psalm, Psalm 118. Blessed is he who enters in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. You know, most people, including the disciples, though, had no idea what Jesus' mission really was. He had told them a bunch of times, but they just didn't get it. It just didn't make sense. Why in the world would the Messiah come to go die on the cross? To, you know, Rome, at the hands of Rome, which they didn't like. Anyways, why would that happen? So they didn't get it. And as Jesus rides in on that Sunday, by that Friday, they could have never imagined where he would end up and that he would be there upon the cross. And yet, you know what? Today, on this Sunday, they get it right. They take up their branches, they throw down their cloaks, and they simply praise him. Hosanna! Blessed is he who enters in the name of the Lord. You know, oftentimes we're very much like the people in that crowd today, in the sense that you and me often can't explain the complexities of our life. We can't explain some of the events that happen to us and that happen to our loved ones. But even though we don't understand, we can still praise him nonetheless. We can still break the whole jar and pour it upon Jesus. In January of 2015, I found myself upside down, hanging upside down in a seatbelt in our car, in a ditch. And Sarah was pregnant with Finn at the time. And my first thought when I kind of came to myself was, I'm alive. Thank you, God. And on that following Sunday, I was throughout that week, I was obviously reflecting on this event that happened, and that I was alive. And, you know, I thought to myself, there's better people than me that have died in this exact same way, you know, and I don't have full understanding of this event and why it happened or why I lived. But all I want to do today, all I want to tell you guys today, and that was that Sunday, you know, after this happened, was to praise Jesus that I'm alive. Just to say thanks and just to praise him. I can't figure it all out. I don't know what it all means. And I don't know the answers to the why. But I just want to give praise today that I'm here. Today's gospel really points to praise. I think both of them do. Obviously, you know, with the hosannas, but also with this woman and this gift. The Spirit inspired her in that moment to go do that, right? It was that day she felt the Spirit. She went and did that. And it was perfect timing. I don't think she really knew that she was anointing Jesus for burial. I don't think that, based on the story. She just knew from the Spirit that's what she was supposed to go do. Even though we've talked about it, this perfume, I'm sure she wasn't a rich person. We don't know who the woman was exactly, but she probably wasn't wealthy and rich. Because in another gospel, she does this, and the people that own the house are like, why would you even let her in here? And so she takes, you know, multiple years of wages of what this perfume is worth and breaks it all for Jesus. And so I just really see that as such a big act of praise. She doesn't have full understanding on what's happening, but she goes and she breaks it, all of it, multiple years worth of wages for this perfume and anoints Jesus. Henry Nouwen is somebody I like to read, and this is a quote I found from one of his books. Perhaps the challenge of the gospel lies precisely in the invitation to accept a gift for which we can give nothing in return. For the gift is the life breath of God himself. The Spirit who is poured out on us through Jesus Christ. This life breath frees us from fear and gives us new room to live. You know, I think Henry Nouwen has really hit upon something there. And that woman's gift, you know, didn't make a whole lot of sense to a lot of people that was there that day, and maybe even to her. And Jesus' gift doesn't make a whole lot of sense to the world. This isn't a gift that anybody can repay. I think the world's way of doing things oftentimes is, you know, you give a gift and you give a gift in return. You repay that gift. But you can't repay Jesus' gift. It goes just one way. You can't boil down the life breath of God, which he gives us and breathes into us through his sacrifice. You can't boil that down to something that's simply intelligible, that makes sense on every level. And that's okay, because we can simply praise him. We can simply receive him as our King and our Messiah. We can wave our branches and we can shout Hosanna today just because of who he is, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And we can do that without full understanding. And in that receiving Jesus as our King, you know, we may not fully know where Jesus is going with us in our life either. The people there that day, they didn't know where Jesus was really going. They didn't know he's going to the cross. As we walk with Jesus, we don't fully know as a church or as people or as persons on the journey. We don't fully know what's going to happen. But take comfort in the fact that he goes with us, that he enters in to our lives like he entered into Jerusalem, and we can raise our palm branches and we can shout Hosanna. Blessed is he who enters in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.